The coming super president of the world. Great is the mystery of godliness. So wrote the Apostle Paul to young pastor Timothy. Here is one of the great mysteries of the kingdom of God. In spite of the almost overwhelming rise of Antichrist powers in the end times, the kingdom of God shall not fail. Jesus prophesied, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." St. Matthew records the Savior's words, "It is given to you to know the mysteries." There is another mystery force at work in this world today. The Apostle Paul calls it the mystery of iniquity. Paul also speaks of the coming of the man of sin, the son of perdition, the coming super president of the world. This seemingly godlike man is in fact a human Satan, appearing as an angel of light, a peacemaker in a war-weary world. John identifies him as the Antichrist, and finally, as the beast that ariseth. His coming to power follows the rapture of the church, the time of the resurrection of believers who have died in the faith, and the translation of, I conservatively estimate, 100 million born-again believers. His reign is worldwide during the last 3.5 years of the 7 years tribulation, the time of the great sorrows which follows the rapture of the church. In 1776, a Bavarian by the name of Adam Weishaupt met with 12 disciples of Satan in Munich, Germany, to launch a diabolical organization known as the Illuminati. This Illuminati was designed to overthrow all governments and religions. The leaders hoped to create a power vacuum into which they could move and fulfill their designs for world domination. There is reason to believe that successors of the Illuminati are at work in the world today, particularly in the United States of America and in Europe. Mr. John De Courcy of London, England, claims in an intelligence report that a power-seeking secret organization is at work through the control of financial houses, the super-rich, education, politics, religion, organized crime, communications media, and powerful private foundations. Their aim, world government. De Courcy says, and I quote his words, "Our investigations disclose a diversified group which has worldwide links. This group seems to believe that it is strong enough that it can afford to use communism without the danger that the communists will in consequence eliminate it. Over the years, this organization has enlisted disgruntled intellectuals, those with a grudge against the old order of society, those in financial need, and those with vices. It has bought up large interests in powerful publishing concerns, in communications media, financial houses, and other institutions. It now controls vital things in every sphere. This organization, which we can only call Force X, because of its secret nature, is closely coordinated. It is of one mind. It is in control of immense resources. It is convinced, passionate, efficient, and deadly. It fears only one thing, public opinion. It tries to control public opinion and to stop anyone from arousing it. The head of this organization looks to be about 50 years of age. He speaks a large number of languages. His intellectual attainments are of the highest order. He has no known family. His charm is very great. He has been observed by our agents recently in Moscow and Peking. His visits to Rome are very frequent. He influences a larger output of the printed word than any other single person in the world. End of quotation. John DeCourcy, who operates a private intelligence service in London, claims that this secret organization and its leader seek to formulate a world government to dominate all mankind. This is not too hard to believe. Indeed, through the ages, men have always conspired to rule over their fellows. In this day of instant worldwide communication, we are not surprised to hear of power-seeking organizations which would like to dominate the entire world. Whether DeCourcy's Mr. X could ever become the ultimate Antichrist is not for us to say. In the past, many have erred in trying to identify the coming Antichrist, the super president of the world. We have variously heard and read that it would be Hitler, Mussolini, Nero resurrected, or Judas resurrected, that John Fitzgerald Kennedy is not actually dead, but in a hospital room in Dallas, Texas. He will be healed of a mortal head wound and become the Antichrist. We have heard that it is the Pope, Henry Kissinger, or even the President of the United States of America. We have heard that the President is the man of sin and Billy Graham is the false prophet. What utter nonsense this is! Such foolishness has damaged the dignity of the true message of Bible prophecy. What morbid curiosity promotes this speculation? Why, some seem to be looking more for the coming of the Antichrist than that of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The Apostle Paul records in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, "And now you know what withholdeth, that he, the man of sin, the Antichrist, might be revealed in his time. The restraining power that stops the Antichrist from being revealed is the Holy Spirit working through the church. Only after the rapture, the removal of the church from this world, can the revelation of the man of sin, the son of perdition, take place. At present, many Antichrist forces prepare the way for this coming man of sin. As believers, we must resist these evil forces. We must preserve our liberty to proclaim the gospel. There are elements in our society today that would like to stop the church and prevent the continued witness of believers. But I believe that we can overcome the powers of darkness and hold Satan in a position of defeat until the trumpet sounds and the bride of Christ departs this earth. Armageddon is enjoined today, for the actual battle is but the climax of our spiritual warfare in this age. Victory is ours. We are not passive, but strong in battle. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. We will not defeat the Antichrist through political activism alone. Even if communism, for example, could be finally destroyed, Satan would just raise up another hellish movement in its place. The real enemy is not fascism. The real enemy is not communism. The real enemy is the evil force that empowers the visible structures. There is an unseen mastermind diabolically working behind the scenes. It is Satan, the prince of darkness, who works for the destruction of all mankind. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Note those words well. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. How shall we resist Satan? Here is a part of the answer as God has revealed it to me. Believers in Christ can bind together in a covenant relationship of faith. The scripture says, if two shall agree as touching any matter, it shall be done. There is strength in our unity, strength to defeat the very demons of hell. We shall release sheer spiritual energies through the authority of prayer. We shall bind Satan and his hordes so that the church may continue its witness and not have to go underground. If we fail, and if Jesus tarries, there will be strong repression and persecution of the church, even in this land of ours. Some time ago, God gave me a revelation of how the church can harness its authority to bind Satan. Will you join us in a covenant of resistance against the Antichrist manifestations of our time? Already, thousands of believers are involved in this covenant of resistance. Each Saturday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 9 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, and 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, and at corresponding times in other parts of the world, we reach out to God in prayer. In the Spirit, we are aware of our union with other brothers and sisters who join in this prayer covenant at this specific time. First, we look to God in prayer. Then, we join in positively resisting the powers of Satan. We rebuke the powers of hell in Jesus' name. The scripture says, whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Please play this record this coming Saturday evening in the company of your Christian friends, about 1/2 hour before the time previously mentioned. This will give you about 10 minutes for contemplation before the appointed hour. Then, at the set time, play the final cut of this record and join in the prayer and the covenant of resistance. Please get as many people involved in this vital battle as you possibly can. May we bow in prayer. Almighty God, we come to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant to us the authority of believers to resist the powers of darkness. We plead the power of Jesus' shed blood as our covering. We claim the promise of Jesus that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We now reach out in the Spirit and join together in attacking the gates of hell and the powers of Antichrist. Let our liberties be preserved so that the gospel may be freely declared. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, let us join in the covenant of resistance. Satan, I join my brothers and sisters in Christ to resist you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. You have no power over us. We come against the powers of Antichrist in the name of the Son of God. We resist the evil powers of darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come against you, Satan, in the power of Jesus' shed blood. You are a defeated foe, and you must yield to our attack. Christ has conquered you. We resist the powers of Antichrist forces as manifested in the realm of religion, in the realm of politics, Satan worship, atheistic philosophies, psychic activity, sciences falsely so-called, demoralizing forces in our society, witchcraft, in the field of organized crime. Satan, we drive you back into a position of powerlessness and of defeat. We restrain and rebuke the powers of Antichrist in other nations of this world. We rebuke the demonic forces that try to hinder the work of our missionaries. You must now free their hands in Jesus' name. Let it be so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, let us pray one more time. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, protect the brothers and sisters who have now joined the restraining force. Amen. Friend, please continue in prayer and in rebuking satanic powers as the Lord leads you. Use this record each time you introduce new friends to this concept. Join the prayer force in resisting Antichrist each Saturday night.